Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Ball 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
Good morning or good afternoon. Welcome back to Jaden's Voice. I am Jaden, your podcast host. If you haven't already, go back and watch my first episode where you get to hear my testimony and a little bit about myself. As for today's plan, I had a whole plan. I'm not even going to lie. I actually posted it and recorded it, and I ended up deleting it yesterday, an hour after I posted it, because it just wasn't right. My dad told me that it sounded like I was all over the place, which I did realize that he was right. And it's because I get too excited to say things to you guys, and I want to share the word of the Lord and just more about Christ and his greatness. And when that happens, it gets to sound confusing because I jump around. So after deleting that video, I'm not going to lie, I felt defeated and thought maybe this wasn't my calling because I was so excited about it. And now I was like, oh my gosh, I can't do this, because if I can't make it sound right for you guys, then maybe this isn't what I should be doing. But after going to SCU Worship, I wanted to see what the plan was and what they were going to tell me. I was worshiping. Now, mind you, SCU Worship yesterday was not how it usually was. We had a guest speaker, then we had worship, then we had a sermon. And we only had one service, not two, so half my friend group couldn't go. Which, we don't go to SCU Worship. We go from another school, FSC. And we went up to Pastor Jonathan last week and told him that we've been going here since our freshman year, which I'm a junior. And he was just like so happy and like in awe that we even come to these, because it's not our school. And I thanked him for what he does, which, what was supposed to be yesterday, we were all going to sit with him and his wife during the service yesterday. But because it changed to only having one service and it was in the middle, half of us couldn't go. So we ended up texting him and telling him and asking if we can reschedule for next week. So that's what will be happening next week. But during worship, I had the realization that I can't plan these episodes, especially the ones that I'm doing without my guests, because I have to let the Holy Spirit guide me. Which, what's funny is that ended up being what the sermon was about. How there is a place to be led by the Bible, and then there is a time to be led by the Holy Spirit. Which, in all, that confirmed what I had the urge to talk about, on how we are in a whole new awakening of revival in this world. Which, now, if you don't know what revival is, it is a God-initiated spiritual awakening with increase of conviction of your sins and your repentance to your from your sins, and renewing your passion for God and his word. And this is a great thing. But revivals in the past have died down, and people fell out of it and went back into their old habits. But we can't let this revival go down. Chronicles 7:14. If my people who are called by name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sins and will heal their land. Or Acts 3:19, repent therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, so that your time of refreshing may come. These verses are showing humility, power of prayer, repenting from our sins, and seeking God. God loves us so much and he forgives us for all of our sins. He loves us so much that he sent his son, his only son, to be nailed to a cross and die for our sins. We just have to talk to him. He wants to hear from us. With us always going to God with everything, whether it be achievements or struggles, he will listen. We have to spread the greatness to others, and we will keep the revival strong. It's our jobs to spread the word as believers. My podcast is how I'm spreading the word, but for you, it may be different. It may be you posting on Instagram, praying for someone, or even bringing up the Lord to a complete stranger in public. It's all in our hands. It never is too late to start. After listening today, I give you guys a challenge. When you're out and about this week, I want you to go up to a stranger in public, anywhere, and start a conversation. You never know where this might lead, but I want you to bring up God. You could help them turn to Christ. You just never know. I want to give an example on how I did this in a situation. About 2 weeks ago, I was donating plasma, which I do not recommend. It was a bad experience for me. But one good thing that came out of it was there was this girl who was dealing with my needles from taking the blood out. And she seen one of my tattoos on my arm, which I have a tattoo that's Hebrew for Yahweh. And she asked me what it meant. And I told her it stood for Yahweh. And she asked what Yahweh meant because she wasn't a believer. And I told her how it meant God. And her whole demeanor kind of changed, which she told me, and I quote, she feels that Jesus is looking for her. And I was confused at first on why she was saying that. And she said that just that day that I'm the third person to bring up either church or God. And she said when she was younger, she used to go to church, but then she ended up watching her mom die growing up. And that turned her away from church, which people have traumas, and sometimes that can cause people to pull away from church. But it's our jobs as the believers to push forward and help them and encourage people to stay with the Lord. And I looked at her and I told her that if she feels that way, she should listen, because if she's having that urge inside of her, then clearly that is something telling her that she should be going to church. We kept on going with the conversation, and she ended up agreeing that God always wants to hear from her, and it is a good thing that God is seeking her out. And then she ended up asking me what church I go to, and I told her I go to Access, and she was asking me about that service and how it is and the times of the service, and she agreed to looking into it, and she wants to try out the service, which to me, it brought me joy in my really bad situation of that plasma donating, because it was just that's a whole different story. But I looked for the good, and this was the good, because she wasn't a believer. She strayed away from God. But having that conversation with her, I could have brought her back to Christ. And who knows? This could have changed her whole life, and I could have made her weak. So please take my challenge for this week, make a difference in our community. I really hope this episode helped some people today, and I want some people to start spreading the word more. So please, the believers, even if you're not a believer and you're turning into being a believer, spread the word, show the greatness, explain how much God has been influencing you. I do want to say while I'm wrapping things up that these podcasts won't ever be long videos. I want you guys to be able to have the engagement that and learn from what I'm saying, because I don't know about you guys, but I tend to not listen when things are that long. I have a very short attention span, so when I'm doing them by myself, that I'm hoping for them to be around 10-15 minutes, but when I have my guests, that is no promises, because that I don't know how those setups are going to take place, and my guests are going to have a lot to say. Which, if you ever want to be a guest, DM the Instagram or the TikTok account, and we can set up dates for you to be a guest. But I hope you guys learned a little bit something, and you noticed the revival and take on the challenge of spreading the word. And I really hope you guys all have a blessed day and come back next week.
Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Ball 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday, good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details. Four seasons greetings to you all.